USA News. I'm Dave Collins. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Earlier today, the White House confirmed the ceasefire agreement has been extended for two more days after it was originally set to expire at midnight Eastern Time. A federal judge is rejecting former President Trump's attempt to subpoena information related to the January 6 riots. Trump's attorneys claimed a motion to subpoena records from the House Select Committee was due to materials being withheld related to the investigation. Judge Tanya Chutkan ruled Trump didn't sufficiently justify his request, calling it a fishing expedition. If you haven't used your Google account for a while, get ready to kiss it goodbye.
Google is set to remove inactive accounts starting December 1st. Unattended accounts with photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and Drive documents will be deleted. The company says the action is being taken to enhance user security and safeguard against potential threats. I'm John Schaefer.
The deadliest states for cyclists are Florida and California, according to data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. From 2017 to 2021, Florida recorded 805 cyclist deaths, while California followed closely with 712. When considering the percentage of cyclist deaths in relation to total road deaths, the top five deadliest states are Florida, New York, Hawaii, California, and Delaware. Officially, a failed wheel bearing was the cause of the train derailment in Rockcastle County, Kentucky on Wednesday. Despite the report that two of the cars were leaking molten sulfur, several local businesses helped residents that were affected, even serving Thanksgiving dinners to the community. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
More than 300,000 Honda Accords and HRVs are being recalled over potentially dangerous seatbelts. The recall affects 2023 and 2024 models. Some of the seatbelts are assembled missing a rivet that tightens the belt to restrain people in the event of a crash. The man suspected of shooting three 20-year-old students of Palestinian descent in Vermont is expected to be arraigned. 48-year-old Jason Eaton was arrested yesterday near the scene of the attack, which is being looked at as a possible hate crime. According to the police, the three were walking down a street early Saturday evening when they were confronted by a white male with a handgun. President Biden is introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains.
We're doubling down on our work at home, starting right here, right now, with the launch of a new Council on Supply Chain Resilience.
Speaking from the White House, Biden stated that the new council's emphasis would be on maintaining secure and diversified supply chains. Additional actions include establishing an early warning system to identify supply chain risks and utilizing the Defense Production Act to increase the domestic production of essential medicines and address drug shortages. A Southwest airline passenger is being evaluated at a hospital after using a plane's emergency exit hatch at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The passenger climbed onto the plane's wing before being apprehended on the tarmac. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.